I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
And welcome. Hi, I'm Kirilani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And tonight is a readings-only show, and we have our special guest with us will be Peej, who is an empath, a medium, and so many other things, and we'll tell you a little bit more about her later. So for those of you who want to call in and get your reading from Kirilani, me, and Peej, you can call area code 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the sponsor and producer of the Rhodus Psychic Fair coming to you May 3rd and 4th. But before we get started with our readings this evening, Kirilani will share with us the energy of the week, the month, and the year in her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar. And here we are at the crossroads of 2013, merging in to the energy of 2014. Because vibrationally, November really completes the full energy of 2013. And as we move into tomorrow, into December, it starts becoming a preview of the first 6 months of the year for 2014. So if you're one of those people who likes to know what's going to happen and consequently be able to be prepared, December and January are really the months for you. But before we jump into December, let's make the most of today, because today serves as the culmination of all of the energy of 2013. And 2013 has been a year that brought us master lessons and tests in balance. And if we can be balanced, we are positioned and prepared to be in the right place going into 2014 for a great infusion of light and energy and information that's coming onto the planet. And if we are able to be in that balanced state, you know, this has been a year to learn what balance meant. And in reflecting on that today, I realize that we think of the balance between being grounded into earth and connected to heaven. But that balance also serves horizontally. So just as if you were building a building and you wanted to build a very, very giant tower, you would have to make sure that the foundation was strong enough to balance the height that you want to go to. And frequently when we go on our spiritual path, we keep wanting to elevate higher and higher and go higher up in the chakras, go higher up in our connection with the universe. And yet we sometimes overlook our connection with the earth, our ability to ground and keep that stable foundation. So in this final hours of November, it would be really great to, before you go to sleep tonight, to really focus on bringing all of who you are, all of your energy, all into who you are right now. So collect all parts of yourself across time and space, across past lives, across the present, and bring that all into you now. And then allow that energy to ground deep into the earth, deep, deep, deep into the earth. So all that you ever have been, all that you ever will be, all your power right now, focusing deep in the earth as if you're planting yourself as that most beautiful seed, because this month of November carries the energy of limitlessness, and we are transitioning from a period of limitation into limitlessness, and we really are putting in our vote for what we want a limitless amount of, and we vote by who we are, by the thoughts we think, by the words we speak, by the actions we take in the world, by our feelings and our reactions and our responses to the events that happen in our life. So in this month of November, these few hours and minutes left, it gives you that opportunity to reach into the pregnant void, into the all of the potential and possibilities of all that is, and really stand on that threshold of this is who you are today, but knowing that you're going into a period where you can be so much more. You can be who you really came into this life to be. And that really starts in this upcoming year for 2014. This is the year we've been waiting for our whole lives. So I wanted to give you some of the vibrational tools you can work with as we walk into the energy of December. And the colors that you can work with for December, it brings both the energy of new beginnings as well as that energy of heaven on earth. So if you want to connect into that I am consciousness, that connection with all that is, and you want to better understand yourself and your reactions, use the colors of beige and chocolate and plum. Aromatherapy is neroli, coconut, and myrrh. And stones are azurite and turquoise. And if you want to connect with that larger energy of heaven on earth, so as you plant these seeds, as you go through this preview period, that you know our intention on this planet is to bring heaven to earth within our physical bodies, to be that energy as we walk through the world. Align with the colors of aquamarine and pumpkin. Aromatherapy is ylang ylang and clary sage. And stones are aquamarine and thunder egg. So we can talk more as we go through the next couple hours together of some of the other things that are happening, because it's certainly an energetic powerhouse today and really throughout this entire week. So whatever you do on Thursday, make that a very, very sacred day. There's a huge infusion of the energy of truth. And next year is all about truth. It's about the liberation of heart and mind by opening to our spirit, by partnering between our mind and our spirit, our heart and our spirit. And as we do that, all the answers to all the questions are revealed. All the things where we've been holding ourselves back are suddenly freed. So that is a really exceptional year to kick off. And we want to make sure that as we do individual readings for people, that everyone who's listening knows that for each of the person that people that call in, it's also a message for everybody. And if nothing else tonight, make this a celebration. Although it's a year of balance, it's also a year of love. And make every moment a celebration of that love with friends and family, with coworkers, with partners and spouses. Make every moment that celebration of life, that just the loving, the chance to love someone. So Solazar. Oh, and I also wanted to mention to all the listeners, Solazar and I are going to do a teleseminar starting on Wednesday night to help people better understand some of this energy and how to use those preview periods in December and January.
We could talk more about that in the second hour before
Great.
We close.
All right.
All right. So thanks for bringing that up, Kirilani, and thanks for all that wonderful energy for the go with the flow. And so let's introduce our new guest with us this evening. As we've done all of these reading shows, we've never had Pige with us. And so she's joining Kirilani and me tonight for this readings only show. She's an empath, which means she has the ability to tune into a person's emotions. She's a medium, which means she can see, hear, and feel spirits. She's claircognizant, which means she can often just know things. They come to her and she has a recognition of them and can share them. She's clairsentient, which means she can sense energy surrounding a person from holding a personal object of that person. And she's clairaudient, which means she can hear sounds that are not audible to other people. And she's also an intuitive energy healer. So Pige can tune into your energy, and she'll tune into your energy as we do the readings. And the way we cycle this, as most of you know, is we'll go through Kirilani, then Pige, and then I may have some additions based on what they cover or don't cover before we say good luck to you and many blessings. So for those who want to call in and get their reading, the number is area code 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. And Pige, we want to welcome you to Good Vibrations Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me. I really appreciate allowing me the opportunity to share my gifts with people.
Excellent. Excellent. So before we get started, is there anything you want to share with people about that you read their energy? And you'll start reading their energy as Kirilani is reading for them. And then we'll pass over to you, and they don't have to ask you anything. Is that correct?
No. I actually always say, sit down, be quiet, put your seatbelt on. That's what I say in my office or when I do a session.
Okay.
I usually don't want to know anything about what's happening in their life. I like to go where spirit allows me to guide. And so I just ask that maybe they close their eyes, because when we have our eyes open, it's kind of like headlights. And so if they can close their eyes, it's easier for me to read their energy.
So. Okay, and so we also want to caution that if you're driving, please don't call in for a reading this evening.
Yeah.
You know, please keep your eyes open. Okay, Pige, we're going to start with Kathy, who is on the line, and Kirilani will start with her, and I'm going to put you on hold while we do that, and you'll be able to hear everything.
Hi, Kathy. How are you tonight? Whoops. All right. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're going to start with a little bit about your vibrations.
And Kathy, okay. Were you able to hear everything about how we're going to flow through the reading while you were waiting?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay. So we're going to start with your destiny for this life, which is really about embracing change. It's asking you to, as change happens in your life, to really welcome it and see it as a tool of transformation in your life, instead of holding on, waiting for the universe to hit you over the head to get your attention or drag you through the mud. And once you start approaching life that way, it becomes an adventure. It's really an energy and a destiny that can bring a lot of variety and a lot of fun into your life. And it allows you to grow and expand with every single experience. So as events happen in your life, ask yourself, what is this here to teach me? And as you learn, you're going to continuously be on a cycle of learning and growing, and let your natural curiosity lead you to whatever is the next thing that's important for you. And this year has been a really interesting year for you. It was a very powerful year, because your destiny for this year really aligns to punctuation points in the energy that we had in October. It's the energy of the Master Lovers, which is really asking you to go inside and integrate that Master Male energy you have, the manifestation energy that you have, with the creative divine feminine. And as you bring that God goddess essence that you are together in union, in harmony, it allows all of your relationships with the opposite sex to transform and uplift to a higher level. So this is also an energy that's very much about devotion to your own soul and making sure that you're following that guidance, that you're not giving out in relationships to the exclusion of yourself or trying to make yourself be something for some other person. It's really asking you to align authentically and then to use that energy to recreate and co-create relationships at a whole new level. So any questions on that?
No, that's really where I actually am. I've had a lot of change this year, big change, so that kind of, and I felt lost. So that kind of hits the nail on the head for me.
And as we go into next year, align with that energy of that limitless potential, because that's the energy you have to work with for next year. And it's all tied to when you're aligning with your own truth, with your own North Star, you're opening up to that limitless possibilities. And now I'm going to let P share her insights for you.
All right. Thank you.
Peach, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So I did some energy work on you, and your third chakra, your fourth chakra, and your fifth chakra are out of balance. I did some energy healing there. You're very grounded. When I feel into your energy, you're very grounded, so you don't really react. Does that make sense when I say that? So I have to put words,
yeah,
my feeling into words. So you're very grounded, so I want you to own that. The other thing is you're very intuitive. So your face chakra and your sixth chakra are really gifted there. Your third chakra is out of balance. That tells me that there's a lot of change. So it's craziness. I like,
yes,
him, I hate him, I like him, I don't like him. We're on, we're off. I'm here, I'm there. You know, so there's a lot of, does it make sense when I say that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just, and so what I need you to do is focus on when you get that hit, you're right. So you do this thing where you kind of do the left shoulder, the right shoulder. Am I right? Am I wrong? I need you to know that you have the gift of intuition. So when it comes to confidence, you kind of pull back. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Yeah.
The other thing, your throat chakra is out of balance. So this is what I call the radio, the giver and receiver of messages. This is, if I were to give an example around helping, you would want to help somebody, but when it came to them helping you, you'd say, oh, no, it's okay, I'll do it myself. You know, so you have a real off balance there. Does that make sense when I say that? If it doesn't, I can explain a little bit more.
No, I understand that. I've been like that my whole life. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I really need you, when we set the intention to do something, we're doing a mindset and we allow ourselves to open ourselves up. So when I say you're intuitive, I need you to, you know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's trusting. So I honestly don't feel like you're in a relationship. And if you are, it's not the relationship that you want. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes. I am in a relationship, but it's been empty for many years. Yes.
And one thing I was going to say is when you get in a relationship, you need to listen to your intuition. You have to listen. That's your God-given gift. That's your gift. That's your soul gift. However you want to call it, it's that sense. We all have senses. So you have a gift of intuition, and you don't listen to it. So you kind of do that thing back and forth. And I need you to remember, when you have an issue and your gut, it's that initial gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Once you send it up to your head, it's gone. Now you're in that analyzing state, and you're in that mind state. I need you to be in the spirit, the soul, your God-given gift. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And so, you know, I don't want to get into the relationship stuff, but, you know, you know what I'm talking
about.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, I understand exactly. Okay.
So I am sending you blessings. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your spiritual path, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Kathy?
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Many blessings to you as you go away. And we want to let folks know we're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. We're running a little behind. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, our special guest Peej, on AM 540 KRXA, Radio Monterey. And if you'd like to call in and get your reading, call 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA, and we'll be right back after this.
you can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar with our readings only show. And if you're interested in getting a reading, just go ahead and call 831-899-5792. And I want to just touch on one thing, Kirilani, and maybe you can add into this, is that we just heard the commercial for the Circle of Light on the and the next one coming up is the 20th of December. Do you want to let folks know about that quickly before we continue on with the reading?
Oh, sure. You know, this is going to be a really special evening for the Circle of Light this time. It's December 20th on Friday night, and that is the night before winter solstice. And we've talked to people about the importance of winter solstice in the last couple of years, and more information has come through on this. So instead of just winter solstice of 2012 being this kind of eye of the needle punctuation point, what we've learned is it's really a series of winter solstices that started in 2011, where we're doing this shift in consciousness, shift in time. And so that night, there's going to be a special evening with the Councils of the Seventh Awakening, channeling through Liliana Bethany. And they'll also be sharing a special gong activation to really attune you to that energy and that shift in transition from limitations to true limitlessness. So definitely come on out. Solazar and I will be there. Last year, it was a crowded house, so definitely a way to learn more about what's going on, as well as really experiencing that vibrational shift with a group of like-minded people.
All right. Thank you, Kira, for sharing all of that. And we're going to have, in a minute, we're going to bring up Anna, who has called in, and we'll hold on 1 second and get everything ready. And we got to see. Anna, are you there? Are you hearing clickings?
Yes,
you said, what is that? So tell us, what did you hear? Probably a clicking.
Like a charge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably
it. Are you guys charging over there?
Well, of course we're charging, but actually, no, we shifted you from hold to coming into the queue, so you may have heard that. But so, Anna, we're going to go ahead and get you started with Kirilani.
Okay.
All right, Anna. Well, you have quite an interesting scenario that you've set up here. It's beautiful. So you came into this life with a destiny that's all about unconditionality, unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. It's the energy of Christ consciousness. And so you really are one of those people who is the light in the world. When we talked about winter solstice, one of the things about that is we have this commitment with the divine creator that when the sun is going to be less during the day, we will make up the balance through our own light, and we will share that light and love with the world. Where your destiny in this life is to just do that every day, share your light and love with whoever you interact with. And this year for you has been a year that was very much focused on relationships, on communication, on diplomacy. And for all of us, that's the energy for this millennium. So every interaction that we have It's asking us, how can I better work with another person? How can I approach each person as a potential partner instead of as a potential adversary? And it tests our ability to communicate at a higher level, to use our diplomatic skills, to look for win-win situations. And because this was a year for all of us about love, with friends and family, with coworkers, with community, that's where those tests and lessons around communication were going to be coming up for you this year. And all of this was setting the stage for as you go into next year, you have a very interesting destiny. So on one level, it's about co-creation with the divine, that you are able to create and really kind of birth yourself anew in a whole new image aligned with your soul. But if we look at it a little deeper, it actually creates a portal of this energy of new beginnings. So whatever you start next year, make sure that it is very much aligned with what your truth is, what your soul's guidance is. You know, spend time meditating and making sure that those seeds are as pristine as possible. Ask for help from your angels and masters and guides to help you make it as pure and in pure alignment with the divine plan as you can. And then there's some really powerful energy days coming up for you in December, on December 4th. And let me quickly do this in my head. I'm going off memory here. So, in January, as we go into January 1st, and those last 3 days of December are really heightened for you. So also, if you want to participate in the teleseminar that Salazar and I are having, we're going to go through the calendar for December and January, and that would give you all the information you need to know to say, okay, what are the days that align? So on those days, so for example, December 4th, set aside time for meditation, maybe doing a vision board, nothing super complicated, but just get that picture of what you want to create, who you are, what you want your life to look like, what you want the world to look like, and really use those as really alchemical time periods to plant that seed of energy that's going to really flourish and bloom next year.
Okay.
All right. And okay. Anna, I'm going to pass you over to Peej.
Okay.
Peej, are you there?
Hi.
Good.
Okay.
I'm here.
So while she was talking to you, I was doing some energy work. If you felt some energy moving around you, that's normal. When I was doing your chakras, your second chakra, fourth chakra, and fifth chakra are kind of talking to me. Your second chakra is around personal identity for me. That is who you are. It's almost like you wonder what you're doing here, kind of where am I going, what is my life about, what, you know, who am I? You kind of walk away and say, am I being a good daughter? Am I, you know, so you kind of are out of balance there. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
You know, it would be, so I have a feeling, like I have to put into words my feeling. And so my feeling is that you were probably in a very long relationship because I feel there's heart stuff there also. And what happens is when we're in a relationship and that's kind of our identity for a long time, and then it breaks, the relationship breaks, and then it kind of leaves you with that, what am I doing? Where, you know, kind of there's the confusion there. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I need you to do is start talking about it, because your thing is, if I don't talk about it, I won't think about it, I won't. But in reality, I need you to get it out. It's almost like vomiting it up. Do you understand? So don't be afraid to say how you feel. Don't be afraid to say what happened. You know, I feel like you kind of pull back and withdraw. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need
it does.
I need you to speak up, let people know, talk to, I mean, you know, it's about letting it out. So if you hold it in, it's not going to, go away. You know, if you kind of
that's true.
I need you to get it out. Set a time limit. Like, you know, I'm going to deal with this in the next 7 days, and then
okay.
I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to hold on to it. I'm not going to suppress it, because change is important. I know it's hard for you, but there's always good in change. So you haven't got there yet. But how long have you been broken up? I feel like this happened a long time ago. Like, I feel like, you know, it's there. Like, it feels fresh, but it was long. Do you understand when I say that?
Which part?
The heart, the loss, the...
Oh, I don't know.
You would like to let it go, right? Like, I need you to get it out.
You mean talking about it and everything?
Yeah.
You
have to share. You have to get it out. I mean, it's really about healing. So, and you will figure it out. That's the cool thing about it, is once you set your mind to something, you go for it. That's the one thing that you have. You have that determination, that dedication, and that's a gift that you have. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so choose. It's time.
Okay.
And do you have any questions? I feel like, you know, you think things out in your head a lot, so that's why I'm asking you. Do you have a question? Like,
no, you know, I do. I live in my head a lot sometimes. And I think that I can get overwhelmed with all of the chatter inside my head. I analyze stuff
I need you to meditate. I need you to disconnect.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Like I said, the second chakra is out of alignment. You can go online. The chakras mean something different to me. But if you go online or read in a book, it will also apply to you, because that chakra is out of balance. This is this is your personal identity. This is who you are, who you want to be, how you feel about what relationships you're in. You know, I don't want you to walk away and say, am I being a good daughter? You can't question that. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying that, because that's the whole daughter thing is something I'm dealing with today. With my 88-year-old father, and wondering, you know, what is my role as a daughter, and, you know, should I call attention to what I think is not right about what's going on, and, you know, calling my sisters and talking to them about it, and they all just kind of treat me like, you know, I'm crazy or something, and, you know, but I know what my intuition says, and, you know, I look at my husband and say, you know, just tell me to stop talking about it. Am I OCD-ing about this, or, you know, my intuition? And I feel like my mom is talking to me in the morning when I get up in the morning.
You know what? When you're talking, there's a female energy touching me. I was just trying to tell you. And the other thing is, when you're talking about this, there's so much tightness in my chest when you're talking about this. You have a lot of anxiety. I mean, I need you to be able to pull back, like I was saying earlier, disconnect.
That's the thing. That is what I need to do, is pull back and just disconnect. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because I'm not in control. It's reminding myself that I'm not in control, and knowing that, you know, I can also call in his angels and his spirit guides to be next to him and to continue guiding him.
Very true. Very, very
that
true.
That makes
you're
sense.
On the right path. I mean, you're very spiritual. I mean, I have to say that. You really have faith, and you're in touch with spirit. So that makes sense. Your higher self, your higher...
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing.
Right. And I feel that, like, I'm being in relationship to my my work. I feel like I'm really kind of trusting. I seem to be guided in where I'm going, but sometimes it gets a little scary not knowing where I'm going to end up. I feel like I'm being led. I don't feel like I'm being led down a wrong path or a bad path, But sometimes it just is scary not to know where I'm being led. That makes sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense.
Yeah. Do you get anything on that?
Well,
on where I'm being led?
Your throat chakra is out of balance, so I need you to open up more. You know, you kind of pull back. And
okay.
I need you to kind of go forward. If something's bothering you, I need you to speak up. I mean, you have to be true to yourself, and that kind of plays. The throat chakra and the second chakra are directed, you know, directly connected. And then you have, you know, does that make sense when I say that?
Okay.
I mean, if somebody, you have to know what you like, and you need to be able to speak up and say, I like that, I don't like that. You know, you kind of take.
Yeah. I think I'm getting even better at that. You know, just realizing what makes me feel good, you know, what makes me feel great, what makes me feel connected.
And knowing it's one thing, and I need you to kind of speak up. So,
okay.
Two parts.
Okay.
Two parts.
Okay.
So I am sending you blessings, and I'm going to send you off to Salazar. It was nice talking to you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your healing path, and I'm sending you blessings.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Anna. This is Salazar. And so I just wanted to thank you for calling in this evening because we ran a little long. We're going to go to a commercial break, but I think you got a lot
okay.
of excellent information from both Kirilani and Peej.
Okay.
And I think you know what to do. But there's one other thing that didn't come out that I would like to share with you, and that's the idea of trying to approach everything you're doing with a sense of innocence. To go back, instead of going with your adult mind, but to go to your innocence. Go to like
okay.
the innocence of a child, or even if you look at into the eyes of a cat or a dog, and there's that genuine innocence in there. And I think also if you can approach your father the same way, it'll make a big
okay.
difference, because as you know, when we approach people with love, they shift, whereas when we try to talk with them, it doesn't always work.
Okay.
So that was the only thing, but I want to send you many, many blessings and wish you well, and go ahead, Kira.
And I just wanted to add one other thing, and it's about both Peej and I had touched upon your angels and your guides, and you even mentioned it. You know, your
yes.
angels are trying to get your attention, and you keep looking the other way. And it might be that you're being too busy with just trying to get everything done, but make the space in your life to sit down and be willing and open to really listen to your soul, to listen to their guidance, and to realize you are not in this by yourself, right?
Okay.
You have
yeah,
a whole support team around you that is willing to help you in that process. And you
okay.
talked about being a little fearful of what's coming. You know, everyone has that right now because we're in this time period of kind of the great unknown. But if
oh.
you use that time to focus on, well, what kind of life do you want to have? What do you want to feel? You're putting
okay.
that out to manifest.
Okay.
So thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, and bless you.
Bless you.
Now, this is Good Vibrations Radio with Salazar and Kirilani. We're going to go to a commercial break. We have our special guest, Peej, with us, and you can go to peej.me to look at Peej's website or connect over from the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com. And we will be back with more Good Vibrations Radio and readings right after this.
The gifted light worker and award-winning healer Serendidi channels spirit guides and angels to gain insight into your individual issues. Serendidi pulls in the information from your Akashic records to identify and move you past your blocks, help discover your life path, or even connect with loved ones who have passed over. You can contact Serendidi at 831-917-0158. For a personal consultation. Remember, it's never too late to be who you might have been.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. This is Good Vibrations Radio, as Kirilani just said. And this is our readings only show. And we have our special guest reader with us, Peej, who you can go to peej.me, peej.me, to go to Peej's website and take a look at some of the services and, that she offers and the various things that she does. But in the meantime, we're going to go to our next caller. And as we go to it, Steve, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Steve. Now, just to be clear, we'll probably get started and we're very likely we're going to have to cut away to the top of the hour news during the course of your reading, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the news. So if I have to interrupt at some point, it's not to keep you from getting the information you clearly want. So we're going to start right now with Kirilani.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
All right. Well, this is interesting because your life destiny is the same that Anna's was, the previous caller. So it's being an inspiration in the world by sharing your love and your light and being unconditional, unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And it's not always an easy destiny to pick, right? But it allows you to really, if you can get to that point in life where you're approaching everything with an open heart, you know you're doing what you came here to do. So during the day, even just a couple times a day, if you have a break, just focus on that area around your heart and just breathe into that area and send gratitude and appreciation to all your cells and notice the beauty in the world and then just beam that out. Because if you can just be that love in the world, it's not about all this doing this and doing that and what have I accomplished. You've already accomplished miracles. So you start with that as your life destiny. And then if we look at your energy for this year, it really was opened up the whole living library. So you had the energy of Alpha and Omega, everything under heaven and earth. So it was an opportunity to go through, and because this was a year about relationships for everybody, it was going to turn over every rock and every stump and pull anything out that needed to be healed. And this is good because for a lot of us, the last couple of months have been a little bit like the Roto-Rooter going through and pulling everything to the surface. So don't fight the process. Allow it to happen and welcome it, really, to say anything that still needs to be healed, where there's still boo-boos, where you need to forgive yourself or you need to forgive other people. This is the time to do that. Even tonight, sit down, and if you're familiar with the Ho'oponopono or the cord cutting exercises, and by the way, Anna, that would be good for you too. Go through and do that and really just call forth everyone in your life and reclaim your energy, give the energy you're holding of theirs back to them, and allow yourself to cut those cords so that all of your interaction with others is based on that level of unconditional love, because you know how to do that. And as you go into next year, your destiny is about the relationships, communication, and diplomacy. So that, again, is our energy that all of us are working with for this millennium. So use it as an opportunity really to look at new beginnings of new partnerships, new relationships in all different areas of your life, that as you start pursuing your truth in the world, when the more authentic you are, the more you're magnetizing people into your life that you can collaborate with. And suddenly everything becomes a little bit easier because you don't have to do it all yourself. And you don't have to come up with all the ideas. Just watch the people who come into your life and know that none of them are there by accident, right? And be open to say, well, what can we do together? What can we create that's bigger than any of us could create on our own? So does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, it makes a heck of a lot of sense.
All right. Well, let's see what Peach has for you.
Okay.
Peach, are you there?
Yeah, I'm doing some energy work on him, so I need a second.
So while Peach is doing the energy work, Solazar, why don't you share...
Right now, by the way.
Okay.
Steve, one of the things that comes up for you too is that you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and right now is the time when you're already ripe. You are ripe. You're ready to be picked from the tree. There's nothing more that you need to gather, need to learn, or need to do in order to make those changes that you want, because you're looking to step out and you've been hesitating because you felt you're missing something. And what I'm getting is that you're just ripe right now.
Oh, great.
And you need to be the rebel that you are. You need to not worry so much about convention. You need to be willing to break some of those little boundaries that other people have created that you've been supporting and honoring. But they're not you. It's time for you to be you.
If you're ready for me, Salazar?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Peach. I'm sorry.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm so bad with names. What was your name? And I was trying to do energy work and not listen to what people are saying. But what is your name? I'm sorry.
Steve.
Okay. So I did some energy work on you. Like, I feel like you need some healing in your spirit. Does that make sense when I say that? Your soul, your spirit?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of tightness in your chest. Like, when I'm in your energy, I feel a lot of tightness in my chest. That's anxiety, anticipation. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
The other thing is, right when I connected to your energy, when she was talking to you, I feel dizzy when I'm in your energy. That's my sign or symbol for a lot going on in your head. So you analyze. You're very spiritual, but you have this analyzing thing that goes on. Does that make sense when I say that?
Sure.
Your third chakra is out of balance. That is a lot of change going on. You know, the thing is that you like change. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's like you love change. It's like, what would be really good for you is to change your furniture in your room or change your furniture in your house. It's like you need to have that constant shifting of energy. That will feed your soul. So change the curtains. I mean, you need to have change. Does that make sense when I say that?
Okay. We're going to the top of the hour break, so I'm just going to kind of cut in. Steve, please stay on the line. Please stay with that. And since you needed a change, we're going to change. We're going to go to the second hour after the news. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Good vibrations.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Kirilani, and welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
You know, and it's hard to believe that Mercury is direct these days because Kirilani and I have been looking at ourselves for the whole week acting like, it should still be in retrograde because we feel it. But this is Good Vibrations Radio, where your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. And this is our readings-only show with our special guest, psychic Peej. That's P-E-E-J. And she's an empath, which means she has the ability to tune into a person's emotions. She's a medium, which means she can see, hear, and feel spirits. She's claircognizant, which means she can often just know things. And she's clairsentient, which means she can sense energy surrounding a person from holding a personal object. She's clairaudient, which means she can hear sounds that are not audible to other people. And she's an intuitive energy healer. And you can go to peej.me, that's P-E-E-J.me, to see more about what Peej offers and if you wanted to get a personal session with her. But before the top of the hour break, we were talking with Steve. And Peej and Steve were engaged. And Steve, are you there?
Yep.
And Peej, are you there?
Yes.
All right. So, Steve and Peej, you're up.
Okay. So, I work with energy, and I got disconnected. So, I'm sorry, Steve. What was the last thing I was saying to you so you can get me back on track?
You were talking about me being in my... I guess another way of saying being too analytical.
Yeah, in your head a lot. See, the thing is I want to go back to the constant change thing because that's kind of your homework. I need you to start changing things around your house. Like, you have that desire for change. And so I don't know if you're in a relationship right now, and if you are, I give props to that woman because you know, the change thing kind of, it kind of goes into your personal relationships. Does that make sense when I say that?
Sure.
I need you to kind of, you know, if you can direct this energy of change in your home, your bedroom, your clothes, you know, like, you know, kind of implement it so you get that desire to change because your third chakra is, it's just so strong. You know, you have this desire for change and renewal, and you don't understand what I'm saying? So, I don't think you're married, are you? No?
Yeah, I'm married.
Then you found the right one because she goes with the flow. Do you understand? But
yeah,
it's hard for her because you have that desire to change. Do you understand? So,
right.
When I talk about the relationship, I feel that, like, tightness in my chest. So I know that there's some stuff, anxiety there. You know, there's stuff there, and I don't want to get into it on the air, but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you can direct that, because your heart chakra is out of balance too, and that there's tightness there. Like, there's anxiety. It's almost like the not knowing kind of thing where you're anticipating. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
Trust me, if you do the changing in your home and your furniture and, I don't know, change cars, I mean, you need that change. I don't want it to be in your relationship. Does that make sense? So if I look at your relationships in the past, you probably had a lot of girlfriends. Does that make sense when I say that? You needed constant change. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I guess
before, back in the day.
Yeah. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. I just have to put it the right words. So now... Your sixth chakra is out of balance. That's your third eye. You're very intuitive, but there's kind of fogginess there. Like, you know what you know, but you analyze. So you're in your head. It kind of does the backfire thing. So you get a hit, you shoot it up to your head, and you analyze it. It kind of goes through this, like, little windmill thing.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
I do. I can feel my third chakra a lot, and I go... And I feel it, and I go, I feel it. What's it trying to tell me? And I don't. Sometimes I can't figure out what because it doesn't seem to be connected in any particular thing. So it must just be sensitive at that moment, and I shouldn't analyze it.
Well, your third chakra is a desire around change, and that third chakra to me is change. So you long for change. You like change. You like to change, you know, your wardrobe. You like to change, you know, there's change. You have to have change. So now that you know that that's something that's talking to you, because when I was doing your energy work, it's like I needed to work with your energy because I feel like you're very sensitive to energy. So you felt like you were levitating. People kind of float out of my office. It's funny because I bring them to a very relaxed state and then I bump them up. But do you understand when I say that, what that means, like to you?
Right. Yeah.
So when you have that third eye kind of foggy, it's almost like I'm in your vehicle. I always say, let's breathe through the driver in my vehicle, and then I'm in your vehicle when I'm doing a session on you. So when I'm in your vehicle, I'm looking out your windshield, and it almost looks like it's raining without your windshield wipers on. So when I look down the street, I can see there's a white car. I don't know if it's a Honda or Mercedes. I don't know what it is. I can't see because my windshield has raindrops. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Meditation is kind of like turning on the windshield wiper. So I feel like you're very spiritual, but I feel like you need to be doing more than just, like, I feel like you meditate, right?
Yeah, I haven't been meditating as much lately.
But you,
so I need
you
to get back into it.
Third eye stuff, you meditate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I need you to walk at night. Walking at night, something about walking at night, the moon's out, the stars are out, this does something to your soul. It actually allows you to disconnect. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, it does.
So you can walk at night, or you can read a book. I always tell people, it's the same thing as meditation when you're reading a book. It's a novel. It's a story. You're reading it. You're in your head. You're in the movie. You're actually feeling it, seeing it. That is disconnecting. So those are good tools for you to try. That'll help you. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And keep moving your furniture around. And, you know, if you want to talk about the relationship stuff, I mean, that's a personal thing. Feel free to contact me, but I don't want to go there, you know, on the air. But I just want to say, do you have any questions?
No. You've definitely hit a lot of things.
One other thing I'm hearing, I'm doing a check-in really quick, sorry. When I was doing your energy work, I feel tingling in my left hand. Does that mean something to you?
Tingling in your left hand.
Yeah, I felt tingling. So if it doesn't mean something now, maybe it will later, but it was almost like tingling kind of going down my arm into my fingertips, almost like a tingly. So numbing or I don't know. If it doesn't mean something now, I always tell people, if it doesn't mean something now, trust me, it will later.
Okay.
I felt that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of know
sense,
what that's about. Yeah, I mean, it's related to the tightness in my chest, I think.
So do you feel, because when I'm in your energy, I feel like I'm in your vehicle, so I can feel how you feel, you know, the tightness in my chest, but the tingling in my fingers, it's almost like it goes down my arm like it's, you know, just a little tinglies. I don't know how to explain it. It's only the left side. It's not the right side.
Okay. Huh.
So okay. I am sending you blessings, and go ahead, Salazar. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, I think you received a lot of excellent information to help you with. And just one thing to remember is that you are your own master, that everything you seek without is already within you. And, you know, when Pige was telling you to get back into your meditation practice, that's a good place to really find your guidance.
Right.
But I have to say one thing, just as a married man, before you move the furniture, I think you need to check with your wife.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's going anywhere.
So, Steve, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. Many blessings. And as Pige said, if you want to connect with her, you can go to Pige.me, P-E-E-J.me. And have many blessings and blessings throughout this coming holiday season. Stay stress-free.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay. All right, and so our next caller is Linny. Linny, are you there?
I am, yes.
Thank you for your patience. Now, here's what I'm going to do, Linny, just to let you know, because we're so close to our next commercial break. I'm going to go to our commercial break so we can have that uninterrupted time to for everybody to talk with you. So would you mind waiting just a little bit longer?
Not at all. That's fine.
Well, thank you so much for your patience. So here we go. So this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani and our special guest, Pij. And you can go to pij.me to explore more of what Pij offers. And we're going to go to our commercial break right here on AM 540 KRXA Radio Monterey and then be right back with more reading.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar. This is our readings only show with our special guest, Pij. And you can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect over to Pij's site. Or you can go to pij.me. That's P-E-E-J.me. And next up is Lenny. Lenny, you've been extremely patient. So thank you for being there.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. So, Lenny, we're going to start you off with Kirilani, and then we'll go to Pij.
Hi, Lenny.
Hi, Kirilani.
Well, let's take a look at what your destiny for this life is that you came in with. And it's the energy that's all about new beginnings. So you're really good at initiating and starting new projects or initiatives or efforts. And it's underlying it all, though, really about learning who you are, learning self. And once you do that, then learning that you're interconnected with everything and everyone in reality. So being able to go into that oneness, that I am consciousness, and really just soak up that energy. And that's going to color everything as we go through each of the years. So this year, in a year about relationships, it's about reevaluating then what do those relationships mean to you and how can you recalibrate those to be at a higher level. And as you go into, so both this year and next year, your yearly destinies align with what all of humanity has for a destiny. So you're very much tied into what we would think of as group mind. So when you transform things, you are like that drop in a pond that goes out as a ripple to help everybody else uplift that lesson. So this year has all been about balance and love relationships. Going into next year, it's all about self-truth and really deconstructing any of the limitations you've placed on your mind and your heart and your physical body by embracing your spirit. So using that energy for your life destiny that you've been working with now your whole life of being able to go into that oneness will help you with saying, well, what is your truth? Not what everyone else is telling you it should be or who you should be, but really, who are you? Who did you come here to be now at this time in the planet's evolution. Because for all of us out there, next year becomes this really pivotal year that it's time to turn the lights on full. So you've been operating up until this point with kind of the dimmer switch at about half mast. And now it's time to brighten your light every single day. So any questions, Lenny?
What do you recommend that I do to focus on that oneness?
Okay. So there's a couple of, and I actually gave some of these days earlier, but particularly December 4th, December, let's see, 20, or December 30th, December 31st, January 1st, and December 13th. Make sure you mark those on the calendar, set those days aside so again, December 4th, December 13th, December 30th, December 31st, set those day and January 1st, set those days aside and mark them and make sure that you make those really sacred days. And I would highly recommend, actually not just you, Lenny, but for everybody, Janet Connor wrote a book called The Lotus and the Lily, and it takes you on a 21-day process for really preparing for the upcoming year. And it really is a magical process, but it allows you to really get in touch more with who you are. And it's meditation, but also deep soul writing. And I think for you that would help a lot to take things that are things that you really feel and integrate those within all of your bodies and bring those out in an actualization process.
Mm. Okay, sounds good.
And we'll see what Pej has for you.
Okay, Pej, you there?
Yes. Okay, so when I was doing your energy work, what's interesting to me is I read energy. So your energy is very dominating. It's more, you carry more of a masculine energy. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It's funny because before they started talking to you, I thought, when I was doing your energy work, I thought you were a guy. Like, you just carry that very dominating energy. Now, one thing that I want to say to you is, when I do, and I've done thousands of chakra alignments, usually there's three or four chakras that are out of alignment. You only have two, and so I really want you to take note of that. Like, whatever you're doing, if it's reading a book, meditation, I don't know what you're doing, daydreaming, I don't know. Does that make sense when I say that? Keep doing it. Because your
energy, I'm doing it all.
Is really in alignment with spirit.
Oh, good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
One thing that I need you to work on is, I keep hearing, I need you to be in touch with spirit. You know, I need to tell you that. You need to be in touch with your higher source, your higher self, your, like, I feel like you're afraid. So are you afraid of spiritual activity? Maybe you need to learn about, you know, maybe you need to get some books or, you know, because you definitely have a gift. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
I mean, I've been working, you know, for probably the last 12 months, delving into different areas and doing different things, and I really want to tap into it, and I'm enjoying it, but I don't know how to take it to the next stage.
I don't know if that is fear-based or not. Like, I wrote down, don't be afraid, because when she was doing your reading, I put the phone down so I'm not listening to what she's saying, so I have no idea what you guys talked about, but I keep hearing, don't be afraid. So I don't know, are you pulling back? Are you afraid? Are you hesitant? You know, there's...
I think I am hesitant. I just don't know what the next step is for me. I've been told by other people that I should be in the healing profession, but I don't know in what context or how to evolve that.
Well, so there's... I always tell people there's books, there's bookstores, the East West Bookstore in Mountain View. They do a lot of free classes. I do one-on-one stuff. It's called Expand Your Wings. That might be something you might want to look into. I never try to sell somebody. But, you know, I feel like you're at that point where you need to kind of open up. I mean, you have a gift. And so does that make sense? Like, when I'm talking about this,
yeah.
I feel tightness in my chest. It's like the unknown. It's almost like the unknown to you. It's like you kind of pulled back. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, I don't really understand the pulling back aspect, because I feel like
energetic.
I'm really hungry and interested and curious, and I'm exploring lots of things. So, you know, I don't know how that relates.
So let me explain. So it's about learning about spirit. So how? So for example, when I do my sessions, I set the intention to be of love and light. And I always call on my angels, and I ask them and my spirit guides and your spirit guides to guide me where you need inspiration, healing, and guidance at this time. So I set down the foundation of what my expectations are, how I work. Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm trying to say to you, is I need you to open yourself up. I need you to know what you want. So it's kind of like taking that next step or taking that road. Or does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah, it does.
Don't be afraid. So don't, I keep hearing, don't be afraid. So does it make sense when I say that now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I just have to, I know what I'm feeling. I have to put it to the right words. So let me see. I don't know why when I'm in your energy, I feel a lot of tightness in my chest. So do you have anxiety or... do you have anxiety?
No. Nope.
Are you, is there, let me see, how do I explain? So I just feel tightness in my chest. So when I feel tightness, that's anxiety, that's not knowing, that's maybe a hard time breathing. Like, I just feel the tightness in my heart chakra, my chest area.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be. I don't feel like I have anxiety, and my breathing is fine, so.
So you're
not
okay.
Sure.
Like, is there confusion around, because I feel like this is around spirit. So when, does that make sense when I say that? Like, do you know that you have a gift of communicating with spirit? I mean, I don't know where you are on the lifeline. So is that something that you're trying to learn? Are you trying to go forward? Like, you know, where are you at with that whole situation?
Yeah, I feel like I'm totally open to it. And, you know, I feel like there is something there, and I would like to evolve that.
So would it be safe to say that you're kind of holding back a little bit, or you're stopped or stand still, or, you know, like...
Yeah, potentially.
Trying to figure things mm-hmm. out. I don't know how to put it to words, but I definitely feel it in my heart, like...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, that's fine. It's, you know, definitely a possibility.
So when I say, do you know you have the gift? Do you know you have the gift to communicate with spirit? That's the question I'm asking you.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do.
I'm just making sure. And then why are you not going forward? Like, I feel like you're kind of, like, staying still. So is there confusion or...
I think it's just focus. I'm just not investing the time to focus on that.
Well, and, you know, to be honest with you, it's really a choice that you have to make. I mean, because we have a gift doesn't mean we have to listen to it or learn about it or go forward and utilize it. So does that make sense? I feel like you're kind of at that, like, the edge. It's like, do I want to go forward? Do I want to stay here? You know, so there's...
Mm-hmm.
It's that feeling of, like, anticipation or anxiety, or I don't know. I don't know how to put it, but it's in my chest. I feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I put it in those words, does it make sense?
It does, yeah.
Okay. I'm all, 'cause I know what I'm feeling. I just have to put it to the right words. So, you know, you're going to be okay if you set the intention. I mean, people say to me, do you ever deal with bad spirit? No. I set the intention to be of love and light. I do not go there. I don't believe in all that stuff. And, you know, TV shows do that stuff to get the ratings higher, and they want you to watch their shows because it's the unknown. So, you know, there's, does that make sense when I say that? Mm-hmm. I want you to learn.
I don't believe that I'm fearful.
Huh?
I don't believe that I'm fearful about negative connotations with it.
Fearful might not be the word you use, but there's a hesitation with you. So
mm-hmm.
I feel energy, and I have to put it to words. So when I say hesitation, does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because that just might be a better word. It's just I put the word hesitation to fearful because when you're dealing with spirit, it's the unknown, you know, so obviously it's hard to be confident when you really haven't, you know, like dealt with spirit or, you know, does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all new to me. So I'm, you know, trying to understand a different realm and learn about it and understand to put it into context.
And I keep hearing you're going to be okay, so you have to just set the intention to be of love and light. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Because spirit will, you know, for many years I moved. I mean, I moved 9 times in 10 years, and I didn't know how to protect. And I knew I had a gift. I'd wake up in the middle of the night. I would move. I'd live somewhere 3 months, move again, because I thought my neighbors were making noise. I thought the dog was barking. I thought the train or the cars going by. I always had an excuse. My dad would say, why do you move so much? Are you a gypsy? And I'd say, I just need to get sleep. The problem was spirit was communicating with me at night because that's when I come out. So once I learned how to protect and I learned how to work with my gift, and I was already doing readings, and I still had this issue where I had to move.
But
because I couldn't get sleep at night.
I just want to be clear, but you're not saying she has to work with spirit. You're just saying she has the gift to work with spirit. Is that correct?
I feel like she wants to learn about this, and that's why I said I feel like she needs to get books, go to bookstores. You know, it's all new to her. She definitely has a desire to help people. She's a healer. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yeah.
So when I decided, I had to make a choice, and it was kind of like, well, do I want to do this or not? And that's kind of where you're at.
And actually, so, you know, if we look at where we are energetically going into next year is all about the spiritual path. And think of it almost like a year of a spiritual buffet where you can go try different things and just ask your angels and masters and guides in your soul to bring you the things that will resonate with you, that you will be delighted with, and know that you don't have to commit to any one particular thing. Try different things, see what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And with no pressure, you know, because it's a joyous, delightful, you know, fabulous, wonderful journey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call on your angels. I mean, that I always say before I do a session, I always ask 100,000 angels to guide me, protect me, and, you know, you have to ask or you don't receive. So, you know, you're going to be fine. I keep hearing you're going to be fine, and I feel like you're going to help a lot of people. So once you do make the change or the choice or the transition, whatever you want to call it, once you do kind of go into that realm, because I feel like you're already doing work, but you're kind of, you know, at a point where you're kind of needing direction. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Just call on your angels, and they will be there.
Okay, Lenny, I'm just going to go ahead and give you a couple of points because we're going to have to break away to commercial. But one of the things that I just want to add in is that while you do have these gifts, and as Kira said, you can take that gentle journey to explore and find out and taste different things from your buffet. Remember that, and this may be where Pija's gone, remember that when we hold on to a gift so long and don't share it, it loses its glitter, it loses its luster, it loses its beauty. So you certainly do want to explore your gifts as best as you can. But explore them on your pace and journey, and don't be hesitant to explore. And that's the only thing. Remember that really the creation comes from inside you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lenny, I want to thank you for calling this evening, and we want to wish you many, many blessings on your journey, and thank you for listening. And
Thank you for all the insightful information.
And we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful, stress-free holiday.
Thank you.
So, Pige, we want to thank you for joining us this evening. Is there anything you have going on that you would like to expressly share with the listeners to let them know to contact you about, or just should they just go to your website to find out more about sessions with you?
I'm putting together some meditation stuff. I'm probably going to be doing it over the phone as well as in my office in Campbell. I do angel reading parties, so that's an awesome way to get together with friends and have I come to your house and do a party or your work. And I do my sessions in the office and over the phone, so I look forward to hearing from people in the future, and thank you for allowing me to be part of your broadcasting show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. We enjoyed it tremendously, and we'll get a copy of the segment off to you in about a week or so, so you'll have that to go back and listen. And we want to let the listeners know that they can go to Pige.me or go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect on over to Pige. Pige, hold on for a second, please. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, right here on AM 540 KRXA, Radio Monterey. And we're going to be right back after this commercial break.